Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Gerald Callahan as we talk genomics and more in just a moment. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 35 counties will be offered for lease. Lease auctions begin on Monday, October 5th, 9 a.m. for Cimarron County in Boise City, 1:30 that afternoon in Guymon for Beaver and Texas counties. On Tuesday, October 6th, the auctions in Woodward at 10 a.m. with Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, Ellis, and Dewey counties having leases to be offered. Wednesday, October 7th, the auctions in Enid for Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, Kingfisher, and Oklahoma counties. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for the 2020 annual lease auction information. Or you can call 1-888-35-LAND for all auction locations and times. Again, that website is clo.ok.gov. Gerald Callahan is president of Express Ranches. They are the largest producer of registered seed stock in the United States, so says Cattle Facts, and they have claimed the Roll of Victory Angus Breeder of the Year Award from the American Angus Association for multiple years. Had the chance to sit down in recent days to talk about the purebred business with Gerald Callahan in advance of their fall bull sale, and we talked about the revolutionary aspect within the cattle industry of genomic EPDs.
Yeah, you know, growing up in the cattle business, I used to teach at OSU in the animal science department, and I was always a little bit jealous of how much improvement the agronomy folks had made in terms of their advancement with regard to varieties, with regard to fertilization. And, you know, they did a lot of that with genomics and with DNA, and the plant breeders did. And now we have that same opportunity on the livestock side. And I think that you're going to see a lot of really rapid progress made. And I think what you really have when you have a genomically enhanced bull, and you're making that decision, it should give you greater confidence that that bull is going to produce more accurately with regard to his EPDs. And so it takes more of the guesswork out of the selection. It should give you greater confidence, greater accuracy that his EPDs are correct, and that's what he's going to sire for you with regard to the calves that he produces in that next calf crop. And so we're all in. We believe in the technology. We believe that it's going to allow our industry to raise a better product, and it's going to make our producers more profitable.
I know that, you mentioned your time at OSU. Of course, you worked within the cattle industry at Oklahoma Cattlemen for a while as well. Then you had the opportunity to join forces with Bob Funk here at Express. What have you seen as you've built the Express brand over these years since you joined Bob Funk?
Well, Bob's been super to work for and with. You know, he's supplied the energy. He's got a lot of vision. He's a can-do kind of person. And so we grew rapidly in the early days. We've stayed about the same size now for the last 15 or 20 years. I often say that the market will tell you how big or small that you can be in terms of the seed stock business. And as Angus bulls started getting more and more popular, we had really rapid demand. That demand, we sell between 1,500 and 1,800 bulls a year, and it stayed about the same the last 10 years. I think the changes that I've seen is that, you know, early on in I've been here 25 years, when people started switching to Angus bulls, a lot of them just wanted to buy an Angus bull because it would make the calf crop black and polled. Now that's really, really changed. And now we have customers that come in here that are extremely sophisticated, that know exactly what they want. They've already went through the catalog. They've got a short list based on their EPDs, based on their videos. And I'm really proud of the fact that that the beef cattle industry has come a long ways. It's not a random population anymore. That people have concentrated, intense breeding programs, and there really is a desire to raise the best cattle and the best beef for consumers that we can raise. And I think we've made tremendous progress. I think if you look at the grading nationally and you look at the number of cattle that are choice and the premium cattle, the certified Angus beef and prime and the demand that that's created for our industry, you know, it hadn't been that many years ago, Ron. You go to all these cattlemen's state conventions and everything else, and, you know, we used to talk about eating quality, and we used to talk about tenderness more than we do now, and we talk about how are we going to get more cattle to grade choice? How are we going to get more cattle to be an upper two-thirds of the choice grade? And the Angus breeds went a long ways in accomplishing that. And we talked about it being a mature industry, and we were seeing a drop in beef demand. Well, we've actually seen an increase in demand, and we've seen it be very desired, not only domestically, but on an international basis. And American beef from our producers is something that's sought after worldwide. And so I think we've made a lot of progress. We've got more progress to make, but we've made a lot of progress, and I think the beef industry's turned the corner in terms of demand and eating quality, turned a corner with the consumer. I think the consumer understands that it can be very healthy, very good for you because of the iron and the other minerals as well as the vitamins that it contributes. And so I think beef is a better position today with the consumer than it was 15 or 20 years ago.
Gerald Callahan with Express Ranches. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White, 580-334-2801.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.